This Radio Days Africa podcast is a recording of a live radio show broadcast on the Voice of Wits during Radio Days Africa 2021. Click to radiodaysafrica.co.za for the full 5-show series and other great content.
KG partnering up with David Guetta featuring Akon right here on Vow FM 88.1. It's called Shine Your Light. 10 minutes past 11 o'clock. Welcome to the third and final hour of Area Code. It's Africa Hour. And we've got Meg Perry from Zambia.
Meg Perry, good morning.
Meg Perry.
Mac.
Hi, how you doing?
Meg. Almost gave me a heart attack then, man.
Oh, bro.
Now I was dancing, then I was dancing.
Okay. Are you calm now?
Yeah, man. I'm okay.
So you've caught your breath. You're all good. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's kick start this engine. So we're starting it off with a bit of an icebreaker. And we're playing a little game. So who's going first?
You go first.
All right, no problem. I'll go first. So basically, just to explain the game, what we are doing is we're going head to head. South Africa being represented by myself, Pretty Ngwenya, and Zex Twala, and Zambia being represented by Meg Phiri. And we are getting to find out the different public holidays in each country. So you give me a clue. I have to guess true or false, or even any answer to the question that you may pose. Now, my first question to you, which holiday do the two countries have in common? I'm going to give you options. Option number one is Labor Day, which is the 1st of March. Option number two is Farmers Day, which is the 2nd of August. And option number three is Youth Month, which is the 12th of March.
I think we do have Labor Day.
Labor Day is your answer?
Mm-hmm. Final answer.
Incorrect.
That's fine. We've got two more to go. But the correct answer for this one is Youth Month. So it's it's common with South Africa, but we have it on the 16th of June.
Okay. We have our Youth Day in March.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Question number two, Mac. In South Africa, we have a public holiday. We have a public day called Day of Reconciliation, and it is on the 16th of December. How do we celebrate this day?
Well, I think as the day itself says, it's a day of reconciliation. I think how you South Africans celebrate it is that it should be celebrated where we forget all things that happened. It's a time for us to reconcile. And to put it bluntly, is for us to forgive and embrace everybody as you are Rainbow Nation. So you do celebrate it by, you know, just having, I think, a nice braai and all these things that you have around that you guys like.
Okay.
That's your answer?
Final answer.
It's partially...
I'm gonna be Zambia on this one. I'm saying it's correct because the gist of it is out there. I mean, we all reunite. Rainbow Nation was the key word, which also covers the different cultural groups.
Yes.
So I think it's correct. Let's go. Well done.
Yeah, there we go.
Third and final question. In South Africa, we have Mandela Day on the 18th of July as a public holiday, which was Ntate Madiba's birthday, and it started being a public holiday after he passed on. Now, is this true or is this false?
I think Madiba Day has been there even before he passed, I think, I should say.
What's your answer?
I still maintain my answer.
Is it false,
is that false or is
true?
It true?
True?
I've been hinting you. I'm out here hinting you. All right, so this is false. We just have it as the day to remember Ntatema Nelson Mandela, since it was his birthday on the 18th of July, but not a public holiday. People celebrate this day by doing charity work for 67 minutes. So it's not a public holiday, but rather it is a day where people engage in charity events. All right, so now the roles have turned. Take it away.
Okay, so we just recently had this day, and it's a day where we do nothing but fast and pray. What is this day called?
You fast and pray.
Yes.
I will go with, fingers crossed, Easter Monday?
Final answer?
No. Oh my God, I know it's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, it's a holy Saturday.
Is it not Eid?
Oh, no. I have it. It's Zambia National Day of Prayer?
Yes, you're okay.
Oh, wow, this is about to get interesting.
As you know, Zambia is a Christian nation, so we have to begin on that front.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Yeah, we declared a Christian nation, and then there was a holiday declared in 2015 to literally just fast and pray for everything in our nation. So we've since been celebrating this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, good. There was a new holiday that was declared last week, and we'll be celebrating this day every 28th of April. What's this day called?
28th of April.
28th of April. Chief.
Okay, repeat that one more time. What are we doing on this day? I know that you said it's a new one, but what are we doing?
It's a new one. We'll be celebrating this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As to remember somebody.
Oh, is it the president who has passed on?
Yes.
Oh.
That'll be the day that Kenneth Kaunda was born on April 28th, 1924. And on his burial day, it was declared as a national holiday.
Aha. I remember reading about that on the news, that his day where he passed on will be a day to be remembered. It's going to be a holiday. So we're correct. We're right, ne?
Yeah. So
we're coming along, South Africa. We're representing. Mm-hmm. Bring him on. We're ready now.
Okay, so it's one more day that you have to figure out here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have so many holidays, but it's one of the days that we all celebrate. You celebrate it on a different month. I think you celebrate it in April. We celebrate it in May, on the 25th of May.
On the 25th of May. So we celebrated on?
I think you celebrated sometime in April. You celebrated... let me just say, it resonates with the rest of Africa.
Before that can be Africa Day. Is it Africa Day?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
We call it Africa Freedom Day.
Dear South Africans.
All right, that was quite a brain teaser there. On and off a bit. Yo, hi. No, good one, eh?
I'm so sorry. I apologize to my South African friends for not really, representing you well.
It's not a train smash.
Don't you worry about it. All right, so we are about to get into our conversation. So we're just going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into our conversation, which we're talking about talk radio making its way to Zambia. Don't go anywhere.
Yo, yo, peace and love. I go by the name of Mzwandile Nxumalo, also known as Lucian, coming all the way from the industrial city Matapa in the kingdom of Eswatini. And you can catch me on Vow FM, Voice of Vits 88.1, on the 15th of July 2021, between 11 a.m. and 12 midday, for the Africa Hour on the area code with Pretty Ngwenya and Zakes Twala. Booyah!
The main switch.
Which celebrity would you trust to cook breakfast for you?
I will definitely ask Kevin Hart to cook breakfast for me.
Oh, no. No.
Me has to be Anele Mdoda.
My goodness, that lady can cook.
It'll be so easy.
So easy.
So easy, guys.
Nanka Tabela or Gipel, Gipel Tools. One up, I'm not getting a good shows up, Pil Tools.
Yes,
Camarado, I'm not. Got him a big breakfast from Pil Tools.
Have a shame.
The main switch every weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. only on Vow FM 88.1.
Celebrating Radio Days Africa and amplifying the audio with the African Radio Hour.
Vow FM 88.1.
Jengoba amateka memasha ipulukela melikini. Shall I move a little again? Put some shallow and shallow. Shall I move a little again? Put some shallow and shallow. Get in Jangova. I'm a Jagan and Masha. Jangova. He pulled well and really clean. Shall I move a little again? Shall I?
25 after 11, area code on VAW FM 88.1. Zixtwal and Pritsingwena keeping you company 9 to 12 weekdays here on VAW. Ketsile by Skandi Saul and Zvela. It's Africa Hour, and we have Umekelani Piri who's joining us on the conversation that we're going to be having today. And we're talking about talk radio. Umekelani.
Yes.
Yes. I thought we lost you for a second there. Now, when it comes to talk radio, I'm so curious to find out the relationship Zambia have with radio as a whole.
Okay. So to start with, I think Zambian radio, we had the national broadcaster. Mm-hmm. It was called Radio Zambia then. We had Radio 1 in vernacular, broadcasting in all corners of the country on shortwave, medium wave, and FM. And we had Radio 2, which was more of a mainstream station, good music there. It had a clock of the BBC. So it was English and quite a lot of packages, documentaries that were being broadcast. Then right about before we got into the 90s, there was a thought to say they needed to commercialize the channels, because by then there was also Radio 3 that was being used to broadcast propaganda messages into South Africa, Zimbabwe, and all this was mainly used for that, but broadcasting from the mass media complex here in Zambia. So then there was a thought, okay, why don't we then go into commercial? So then Radio 4 was introduced, what was called Radio 4, strictly commercial, breakfast show, the best DJs, best presenters. Mm. In that period, were the best radio presenters, I'll tell you, radio gods, I call them. Fast forward to that, it was only the national broadcaster. Then came in a Christian station called Christian Voice in 1995. Year later, the first ever privately owned commercial radio station called Radio Phoenix was born. So these have been pace setters. And from then on, we saw quite a lot of stations coming up. Still, people were yearning for more, because what came up was three more commercial stations to compete with Phoenix, and then came in campus stations. So there was a station called Unza Radio, the University of Zambia station, where I started my radio career. I did one show every Friday for just an hour, and I felt it wasn't all that. So when I got into college, they were just beginning to set up another campus station called Horn FM. And this is a station I began and learned my broadcast, and also later on managed. And yeah, so the rest is history. My first university, my first place to learn radio and grow and learn all things radio. Then the Zambian radio setup continued with community stations coming up across the country, which was a very good thing, because we're now giving people a voice for them to air their views and really discuss issues around them. But what was interesting was that there were also other players who were thinking, what can we do different apart from just the usual? That people set up a station, it's playing music all the time, and news. Nothing wrong with these formats, but people were feeling they needed something different. So that's how then there was people coming in right about, I think, two, three years ago. People thought, well, you know what? Let's begin by trying to get into talk. So we now have, in total, we have three talk stations that are on air at the moment. Of course, it's not been easy because talk stations really mean you really have to be on your feet. So they've not really, they're still trying to find their feet at the moment. But of course, people are still trying to understand that people can just go on air and you just hear voices or productions, and there's very little music that is going there. So interesting is that people are trying to find their feet around, okay, if I'm stuck in traffic, do I want to just listen to normal DJ banter, like they call it? I guess you know what I mean here, because we don't want to go into that. or do I want to hear a very interesting conversation about the state of our economy, or the sad reality and the things happening. We don't like it, and we're sad as Zambia to see what's going on. We don't want to discuss that as well. If people are looting, because it affects us in some way, because from whatever I'm buying, I'll be affected because I won't find it in the store. because it won't be there because it's yeah. So these are things that people have been looking out to, because then the only talk station then was just BBC that was throwing a signal into Zambia and people could get to that. But now people telling their own stories is something that is new. So this is what people are looking out for. And so the talk format is indeed very, very new. And I'll tell you, we're still learning it, because I don't think we're at the level of Cape Talk or 702 or Power in South Africa, but we're still, and it's still work in progress. Lots of work, I'll tell you, for that.
I think it's very important that we acknowledge and accept and to also adjust to talk radio, because number one, I think they're trying to differentiate between a music radio station. And this is simply because, remember that at this moment, we can stream music, we can download music. Absolutely. So it's as easy as getting an aux and putting it into your car and playing whatever choice of music that you want to play. So to make sure that there is a differentiation between radio and music per se, you find Ukuthi people will invest in radio if they want to listen to radio, because they want to hear people's voices, because they want to hear people's stories, and they want to be a part of the bigger and the broader conversation that is happening on air. If you want to have a free day of cruising with your open top, that's when you put on your aux and you play the music that you desire at that very moment to create that scenario of yourself cruising on the freeway. So this is one thing that we are going to have to adjust to. But the most important thing is the conversations that we are having on talk radio. That's the one thing that determines whether talk radio is exactly what we need or is it not what we need to do. Because you can't just go on air and somewhat just say anything that is not going to be relevant to the people that are listening. But in the interest of time, let's just get our news update with Marco Susanna Twala, 31 minutes past 11 o'clock.
Virtus just invested in a powerful new learning management system to prepare graduates for the 21st century careers. Ulwazi is Virtus University's new platform for online learning and teaching. It runs on Canvas, the fastest growing learning management system in the world, with over 30 million users. Every course offered in 2021 has its own site on Ulwazi. Lecturers will use the Ulwazi course site to guide students through their courses using videos, presentations, readings, quizzes, and assignments. Students can interact with each other and with lecturers through discussion forums and online chats. This is your chance to learn how to learn online, a skill you will need for the rest of your life.
Africa's largest conference for radio professionals, lovers and enthusiasts kicks off on Monday, the 5th of July. Attendance is free of charge. Now this year, on its 12th year, the conference will be held virtually, presented by the WITS Radio Academy under the auspices of the Department of Journalism at WITS University. Now register at radiodaysafrica.co.do/za #RDA2021 #AudioAmplified. Radio Days Africa is the largest radio conference in Africa.
News headline on VFM News this hour. Suppliers halt operation as fuel shortage comes for Gauteng, and police minister confident that the looting and unrest will subside with the deployment of the South African National Defence Force. I'll be back with your full news at 12 for VFM News. I'm Mako Sazane Twala.
Stressing is normal. Managing it well is key. Do something that helps you relax, like listening to calming music, eat healthy foods, sleep well, exercise, and avoid the caffeine drinks. Attend our presentation on stress and time management, or speak to one of our friendly therapists, Sissy DU. We're here for you.
Vol FM Drive.
There's a video on the internet where a very well-known musician, T-Pain, is detailing how Usher once told him that he has ruined music by using auto-tune. T-Pain also goes on to say that he realizes that the comment that was made by Usher was the reason that he ended up in a four-year-long depression.
T-Pain.
T-Pain, do you know
who's
him?
T-Pain?
Yo!
Hey!
Well, guys, what's up? Who's T-Pain?
I'm going to schedule a cricket as a sounding
thing. Every time we speak, Jeff knows nothing.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on inside their head?
Guys, I'm sorry. Did I ruin content or not?
Power
FM Drive. Every weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Only on Vow FM 88.1.
The African Radio Hour on Vow 88.1.
Bese Sani, Zamuseke Sani. King Dande.
We're going to take a little break right now and we come back. King later tonight. The night of midnight.
Cream, cream, cream.
Musarepo, buze noro ngombe Tuke jini leta mix kati Tili ikapange ngombe ilifati Ya salamu ndrama inga shupe Hiyo nkani ya kamita inga luke Hello wedding mufuna ya wazungu Nishiringi nileta ya ulungu Baby inena wola Naleta kona kandrama kalobora Pakwanja mafeji na pomola Mix kati nileta nikafora
Matuni salobola
So J Rux and Dandy Crazy, they're saying Lobola right here on Vow FM 88.1, 37 minutes past 11 o'clock. We are in the middle of a conversation. We're talking about talk radio making its way to Zambia. And obviously talk radio is a thing right here in South Africa as well. We have had it for a while, but I think now people are starting to invest in it and starting to listen to it more, especially because of everything that is happening first and foremost in and around the country, looking for new stories and updates. And making sure, you know, because when it comes to music radio stations, the main update is your back announcing of the music and a music content, but not necessarily current affairs-ish topics and information. But at the same time, we want to know from you, what is that conversation that you would like to hear on talk radio station on 084-078-4912?
Wow.
I'm
bambini pia boy. Ibindu pavunga. Che puto no kuja. Sap 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 sap. Bev.
Finest coming in with the Bev right here on VFM 88.1. 11:42 is your time. We're in the middle of Africa Hour and we are chatting. We want to know what conversation would like to hear or want to have on the radio, because radio talk radio has made its way to Zambia. And let's take a listen to what Zambian folks would like to hear or have a chat about on the radio.
This is Kempson Flint, and the conversations I like listening to, or the conversations I like having, have to do with aesthetics. So literature, art, food, music, and anything artistic. The artistic conversations.
Hey, what's up? This is Alif. As for me, the conversations that I would really love to listen to, like the ones that I enjoy the most, that I'm passionate about on radio, would definitely be football, because they intrigue me and I can relate to them. I'm all about football.
In terms of what I'd love to listen to on radio, conversations to do with innovation. I think I'm a big fan of innovation, of technology. I think if we can get something like that, I think that would do for me. Conversations around innovation.
Guys, it's Lebu here from the Indonesia South. So I feel like one content I'd like to hear on radio is the one of mental health. Like, personally, I would like to know, what is mental health? And how does mental health get to be noticed? At what stage are you considered mentally depressed, or I, you know, all these type of things. So I just want to be taught, as I'm one of those people that don't really know much about it, and I feel like I'm not the only one. So I'd like to have it as content on radio, because I feel that's a very serious matter that needs to be addressed and people need to be educated on it.
Quite interesting that people want to talk about it on the radio.
I think people are just yearning to be educated and informed and be a part of conversations, because I think we chat for a very long time amongst ourselves, and we're not opening it up. So opening it up to a platform such as radio that can reach people on their cell phones, even at home, whether you have like a little radio, portable radio, or, you know, it's one of those things that you can easily access as opposed to your TVs, which require TV license and everything and so on and so forth. But I think people are just yearning to be educated and informed when it comes to engaging with talk radio.
And just to what she's saying also is that, you see, they are yearning to be educated and informed, but they also want to voice out their opinions on certain issues that might be affecting them in a particular area, because they know that opinion leaders or, you know, the people that are in charge of something will be listening to the radio, because it's cheaper, it's affordable, people can listen to it anytime now. And a lot of people have been telling us we might lose out in terms of the digital space, that, you know, the internet and the digital world might come and get radio. But what radio is doing, and in this regard, in terms of talk radio, is that, and now COVID has taught us this, is that we need to also embrace the same technology for us to be able to keep these conversations going. So, for example, people have to do their outside broadcasts from their homes. Others are broadcasting from their homes because then they've embraced very simple technological ways of doing it, simple laptop, a gadget, and you've connected to the internet and you're having a whole hour, the Africa hour here. For example, I am in Zambia, you are in South Africa at VAL, and we're talking. So what prevents people from doing that? So we also need to respond to that as content makers and as radio stations in that way, because conversations that people want to listen to, for an example, at VAL is, you know, whether it could be something that helps them with their studies, but the young people who literally want to be, you know, want to learn something, also want to hear the cool stuff. And hence the content that you put out on air is also quite something that people can relate to and talk about. Let them be talking about it when they're going to class or they're going home or catching a bus or just having a conversation somewhere.
And I think another thing to add on to that is also the fact that podcasts are making huge rounds. People are being invested. People are investing in podcasts as well, because this is something that you don't need to. That's another thing people are running away from, I think, I'd like to believe, from my opinion these days. The fact that they don't want something to tie them down. I know I am one of those people. You know, I hate the idea of being at home at 6:30 because I need to watch Skim Sam. I hate the idea of being at a particular place to make sure that I hear something at that time, because I'm a very busy person. So if I can get a podcast, or if I can get that talk at another time where I can download it, then I'm very happy to do something like that. So it's coming with a lot of convenience. So with talk comes with comes on my podcast as well. So it can be easily accessed, and people can engage, even though they can't engage on a podcast, but you can leave a comment, and it's also some a way of getting your voice heard out there.
Yeah, from what you say, in terms of podcasting, you know, the idea here is that stations and content makers can be more relevant, because you'll find this content anytime you feel like, not just really waiting, like you did mention. And this is the reason why digital service providers of TV are now providing you to watch a show later. You can record it, or it comes in a certain cloud where you can find it to watch it later. For radio, podcasting is also trying to respond to that. So we can respond in that way, because I can find this show, the Africa Hour, later on when I just give people a link, listen to this again, just in case you missed it. And people can do it as they are maybe driving home, because, I mean, sometimes I don't like to listen to any hard banging bits when I've had a very, very, very stressful day. The only thing I want to listen to is probably something that will make me laugh or say, okay, I didn't know that. I've learned something today. You know, so podcasting is quite very is quite important. It's new in this country as well. I know we're just talking about that, but just to mention it, to say this is something that we're doing, trying to push that people now start creating podcasts. And people can monetize that because people are making money depending on the deal you sign, who hosts your podcast.
Yeah.
There's always, and how popular your show is, people can do that. And I think it's a good thing. I'm trying to see if I can start my own podcast. It's all going to be about fitness. No, nothing too serious. I won't be preaching.
but once again, you need to understand that people want that. People want you to preach to them. People want you to preach, but also give them the freedom to say their own opinion or their own comment. They want to be a part of the conversation, yet receiving the information from you.
Exactly. So people want to hear and want to hear that, but it all depends on what we're going to be talking about. So, for example, here in this country, there's so many issues you want to get across. We love sports. I know that also South Africa loves sports. So if people are creating podcasts around sports, you know, reviews, exclusive interviews and things like that, and you package them in that way, people will be interested. And also the local entertainment scene. Who's featuring with who? Who's featuring Master KG and a popular guy, Slab D or Dandy Crazy or any of these artists that are here, or Yo Max, I think is the most happening guy now. So any of that, and you're packaging things like that, people will follow it, and it's content they'll say, oh, okay, this is good. And probably what people could also be embracing for my folks in Zambia and elsewhere is that they could always be creating a link on air where they will say, okay, you know what, from all of these, when they present a particular show, maybe a segment, they will say, look, you can listen to the full show on. Whatever the link is, and people could follow that, and that becomes big there, because there are no interruptions, there's no these things that we like in programming. Okay, our clock says 20 past, we need to I don't know if that's the right radio language, 20 past. Do we speak like that? But I really want to do that. But all those things don't happen there, and your podcast comes in and people listen to that. For example, when I was riding, cycling here, I was listening to a podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was learning, you know, whatever I was going to be talking about with you guys, I was learning something from it. I was like, oh, okay. It also helps me to really understand this. And I was listening to somebody who'd done some documentary about the history of Zambian radio.
Yeah.
So you see that it's possible.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. There's a lot that people can talk about on the radio, and people have different issues. And if I have a personal issue, I would like to talk about it on the radio. Maybe it can help someone else out there. And we're asking you conversation that you would like to have on the radio. Join in on the conversation via WhatsApp 0840784912, and we will take more of your votes notes after this.
Yo, peace and love. I go by the name of Mzwandile Nxumalo, also known as Lucian, coming all the way from the industrial city Matapa in the kingdom of Eswatini. And you can catch me on Vow FM, Voice of Vits 88.1, on the 15th of July 2021 between 11 a.m. and 12 midday for the Africa Hour on the area code with Pretty Ngwenya and Zakes Twala. Booyah!
Radio Days Africa and the Voice of Vits present the African Radio Hour. 60 minutes of continental radio talk, music, insight, and camaraderie.
What conversation would you like to have on the radio?
Hi, how are you? My name is Jason, and I'm from Mokopane in Limpopo. So, I'd like to hear content about how to market myself. I mean, looking at how I've just graduated recently, and I mean, I've sort of just learned how tough it is out here. So I'd like to hear more about that, how to go about and how to actually go out there and market yourself.
Well, I've got news for you right here on Vow FM 88.1, area code 9 to 12. We have every Thursday what is called Marketplace, and we inform people on how to improve their resumes, CVs, whether you want to do a portfolio, how to do a presentation, setting goals, time management. Mm. So make sure you stay tuned to Vow FM. That's the answer I have for you. So that content we already have. You sorted.
Sure.
You see, radio is responding to people's needs already. You're thinking, what could people be, wanting to get? So if people want to improve their lives, some motivation of some sorts, or, you know, just to get yourself ready for the marketplace as a student, as you complete. So, and that's all very important, and it's nice. You know, want to bring back this thing, which was I heard it on the radio. And whenever I'm training and I'm talking to people and I ask them to say, what is the first thing that you did? Most of the time, people will tell you, well, you know what? I got my phone and I was scrolling around my WhatsApp and whatever digital space they were on. And I'm like, oh, this is terrible news. Because nobody will tell me I heard it on the radio, you know, all the time. So I ask them to say, so when you heard this happening, where did you hear it? Very few people will tell you I heard it on the radio, and we've got to bring it back. And this great opportunity, for example, now in this country where we're having all these talk stations coming up, of course, focusing on different areas, we can always be saying, I heard it on the radio, and it's very possible. Area code is making it possible, and this is why we're having this discussion. People should always then go back to it. It's very possible. I don't believe in we're going to be chewed, munched by the digital space. I still refuse. I still want to stand tall and still say we still got this space that we can explore and have all these discussions. And what a better way for Radio Days Africa, in fact, for having this very good idea to talk to people from across Africa. So, I mean, my sister from Nigeria yesterday, we was on radio and they were all talking about what's happening in Nigeria in terms of Twitter and we don't know what else is there. And I was learning because I struggle with all this technology, VPN and all these things that you guys know properly.
Yeah.
I don't, but I was like, oh, okay, so you can change that, you can do that. So there's all that really can happen and people can embrace it. So in Zambia, like you heard my colleagues who were sending those voice notes, others are interested in sports, others want to hear conversation, others are interested in quite a lot of all these things. So it's up to the stations now in my country, in this space and in the area where they are to respond to this. So they can have tech talk, they can have quite interesting things that they can bring on air and just have that. So an interesting phenomenon that people knew that all the time radio was all about, that was a song by Mandoza, Time Is and Up Next.
Yeah.
And, you know, so those were the cool things that we were taught, and that's a way to do it. But now radio is very different. You guys know better how you interact with your audience there, and the younger audiences especially, that are really pushing this listenership and driving it. Of course, we do say that the people that we will target are the people with the money. But I'll tell you, there's always a point where my kids will tell me, we don't want to listen to this station. We want to listen to this guy because this guy has got a competition that is targeting young people and kids. So we're going to win a box of cereal when we listen to that station, or we're going to win ourselves some nice, cool school package crayons and things like that. Now, if I am a person in business, which station do you think I'm going to put my money on? That'll be the station, because I know a lot of kids are listening to it. So when we even say that young people don't even drive this agenda, forget it. They are. In fact, if anything else, lots of research has been done about in-car listenership. And I can go on about all these things, but I don't want to bore you with it. But the reality of things, yeah.
One thing highlighted from all the voice notes that we have received is that they're talking about timeless content.
Yeah.
Something that's not going to die, you know, something that is going to evolve with time. I mean, you're talking about sports, and sports is something that is always going to be there. Sports is something that people invest in, you know, they take their time to understand the different. I mean, we've got your betting systems now. You know, it's growing. It's a field that is growing. And that's the one thing I'm getting.
It's big. Are you betting? Are you?
I'm not betting.
We're not gamblers.
You're not going to disclose your
No.
Share your betting tricks there.
No, the one thing about me is that I'm not the best when it comes to betting.
Me
so
too.
I don't even want to lose my little money that I have.
There's a lot of conversations that people would like to have on the radio. Before we wrap it up, let's take two more of your voice notes.
Sure, yeah, sure. What I'd like to hear honestly on radio is just more like gay guys, you know, to know what's happening. I mean, here's the thing. I don't drink, I don't smoke. So I want to know places that accommodate people like me, you know, or Diwakai, chilled vibes, garden, you know, live music session vibes. So that type of thing, you know. So yeah, basically a calm gig guide for weekend, Saturday, fun activities to do over the weekend, you know, a nice place for a date, you know, just like hints and tips on, you know, how to enjoy life more on a tight budget, basically.
Hi, my name is Palisa from Greenstone. So content that I would like to hear on radio is more content on weekend shows, because I don't know why this mentality of thinking that people would like to listen to more of music type of shows on weekend comes from. But I personally would like to hear more content, maybe talk about stories that were making headlines throughout the week. But now we're talking about them. I understand that maybe shows that were shows on like the prime shows have maybe covered the stories, but this time around we'll cover the stories again with different angles, of course. But now we much calmer, you know, when you're not talking about something that is just happening and you're in your feelings about it. And can we also like less about trending topics? I believe I have Twitter and I can see trending topics, especially if you're just going to talk about it in passing. So if maybe you're going to talk about trending topics and then you have someone to interview with whichever trending topic that you are covering, then it's fine. But less of trending topics, please.
I think this is what we touched on as well yesterday when it comes to Twitter, that people like to take whatever is trending on Twitter and they don't go and verify the information. Instead, they just take it as it is and they put it out and they put it out there for the world to believe and see. So as broadcasters, it's now our responsibility to make sure to we verify information before putting it out there for the whole world to hear.
Exactly. You just can't be a broadcaster and you believe in just trying to misinform and dismisinform people. You must be a people that really are investing in a little bit of, you are investigating if it is true. So this means to say that if you see something trending, there might be some truth, but please just try and see if you can really get to the bottom of it. And so that your listeners, because your listeners already seen it, by the way, as you've mentioned, Twitter is quicker. Huh? So people have seen it already. So you're delaying that, but you can't. Better late than sorry in radio. Then you haven't, you guys have, is it BCCSA or something like that?
Yes.
We've got the Independent Broadcasting Authority and they are no jokers. They'll close down your station, revoke your license if you are into this habit. So very important that then you verify this data and you are really doing something. This also depends on what kind of a station you are, what resources you have at your disposal for you to be able to do it. Others are unable to know even afford the internet. Community stations, for example, in this country.
McPeary, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. I know
No, no, it's okay. I'll still find my way. You know, we can still connect. So thank you very much for having me in the Awonga Hakuru.
Yes.
I'm McPeary.
That's it, man. I'm Mackie.
McPeary from Zambia leaving us with a bang and saying, I'm dropping the mic, and he's saying, Ngiyabonga kakhulu. It is time for us to get out of here. Area code, Pritingwenya and Zakes Twala. We will see you again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Be safe.
And my name is Zakes Twala. UHVT is up next with That Lunch Show. He's standing in for Dims and Kosi.
This is the African Radio Hour, turning up the volume on the love of radio in Africa. This Radio Days Africa podcast is a recording of a live radio show broadcast on the Voice of Wits during Radio Days Africa 2021. Click to radiodaysafrica.co.za for the full 5-show series and other great content.